This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The 2020 election season is just about to get underway in Miami, Florida, with 10 of the 20 Democratic Party candidates facing off for the first of two nights of debates. President Donald Trump has said that he is looking forward to taking on the Democratic candidate, expressing much confidence of being reelected. VOA's Catherine Gibson reports that the Democrats have something else in mind.
Democrats hope Florida's increasingly diverse population can help tip the balance away from Trump, denying him a second term. Former Republican-turned-progressive Democrat Eduardo de la Vega says he will choose the candidate with the best plans for health care and education.
This is why I'm here. I want to see who's going to be the right person.
And with the nation watching intently for two nights, the candidates will have their best chance yet to make their case to voters. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Miami.
The U.S. Senate on Wednesday approved a bill that would grant $4.6 billion for border aid in a bid to stem illegal immigration across the country's border with Mexico. AP's Tim McGuire reports it still has to be reconciled with a bill that passed in the House.
The Senate overwhelmingly passed a $4.6 billion measure to cover the cost to shelter and feed migrants detained by the Border Patrol and care for unaccompanied migrant children who are turned over to the Department of Health and Human Services. Both agencies are struggling to care for the tens of thousands of people. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says House Speaker Nancy Pelosi wants some changes.
I think they are four changes to this bill. We could quickly have a conference, talk about those four changes, try to get them in the bill, and finish this.
Before leaving for the G20 summit in Japan, President Trump also said the funding is urgent. Both houses need to approve any changes ahead of next week's 4th of July recess. Tim McGuire, Washington.
This is VOA News. President Donald Trump blasted former Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller, who agreed to provide open testimony before two congressional committees next month. As AP's Mike Gracia reports, Democrats hope that Mueller's testimony will have a profound impact.
The chairman of the House Judiciary Committee says he expects next month's testimony from Special Counsel Robert Mueller will be profound. Mueller is scheduled to appear before the House Judiciary and Intelligence Committees in rare back-to-back sessions on July 17th. Speaking to reporters on Capitol Hill, New York Democrat Gerald Nadler.
I think it's very important that the American people hear from Mr. Mueller as to what he did find, what the results of that two-year investigation were.
However, Mueller said last month the Russia report speaks for itself and he won't be providing any new information. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Iran's ambassador to the United Nations says his country will exceed limits on low-enriched uranium set by the 2015 nuclear deal unless Britain, France, and Germany take practical steps to preserve the agreement. Majid Takht Ravanchi told a Security Council meeting on Wednesday that the three European countries and the United States will have to accept responsibility if Iran exceeds the limit.
In practical terms, the JCPOA has become an agreement which is being respected only by one party. A multilateral agreement cannot be implemented unilaterally.
The United States acting UN ambassador Jonathan Cohen said Iran is responsible for its own troubles.
Responsibility for Iran's economic woes belongs to Tehran. Whether through gross economic mismanagement, corruption, or the redirection of its money for militaristic purposes around the region, Iran's own behavior has caused its economic decline.
Under the 2015 deal, Iran had agreed to limit its uranium enrichment and submit to UN inspections in exchange for a lifting of sanctions. President Donald Trump pulled the United States out of the agreement last year and has reimposed increasingly tough sanctions on Iran since. President Trump is expected to meet both Russian President Vladimir Putin and China's President Xi Jinping at the G20 summit in Japan. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Speaking at the end of Japan's current parliamentary session, Abe stressed the importance of global leaders overcoming their differences and joining hands in tackling difficult issues to send a strong message to the rest of the world. He said he hopes to lead the summit by patiently finding common ground in order to achieve concrete results, rather than stressing or focusing on differences of opinion.
AP's Charles de Ledesma. For more, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.